Usually you can pick a lot, a little, or somewhere in the middle. And then that's it. Small does not grow, and large you can't whittle. But now there's an internet plan that's clever. It allows you to add TV or home automation whenever. Get a flexible internet plan from Cox for all the services you desire and nothing you don't require. Additional services can be added at then current regular rates. All services subject to residential customer service agreement and acceptable use policy found at cox.com/policies. Restrictions apply.
At Family Dollar, we know you want more to enjoy your summer. That's why you'll find more in every store. Everything you need to treat and refresh your family. Like our assortment of ice cream, frozen treats, snacks, and drinks from the brands you love. And everything you'll need if things get a little messy. Like cleaning supplies and laundry products. All in one convenient place at great value. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of College Football Playoff Focus. This is the show that gives you your current college football playoff rankings, and also we give you interviews from people in the world of college football. Coming up on this edition, we have Dano E. Cabeza. Dano is the editor for As for Football. As for Football is a website dedicated to covering Army football and all things happening at the United States Military Academy in West Point, New York. On the program, we recap the Army game over Massachusetts, his takeaways from the game, plus we discuss Army offense and defense, head coach Jeff Monken, and of course, we preview Army's next game against Navy. Also, we talk a little more about the Army-Navy rivalry, this year's game being held at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, and so much more. Of course, along with that interview, we also have the revealing of the New Year's Six and the bowl games for this schedule coming up. But first, let's give you your top 25 college football playoff rankings, starting off with numbers 25 through 11. Starting off at number 25 is UTSA, the University of Texas San Antonio Roadrunners. At number 24, Troy University. At number 23, North Carolina State. At number 22, Mississippi State. At number 21, Notre Dame. At number 20, the University of Texas. At number 19, the University of South Carolina. At number 18, the UCLA Bruins. At number 17, the LSU Tigers. At number 16, the Tulane Green Wave. At number 15, the Oregon Ducks. At number 14, the Oregon State Beavers. At number 13, Florida State. At number 12, the Washington Huskies. And at number 11, the Penn State Nittany Lions. Coming up after the break, we'll give you numbers 10 through 5. Stay tuned.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
There's said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ache.
I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is...
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease, from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus, from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org. So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well... you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Now time for numbers 10 through 5. At number 10, the USC Trojans. At number 9, the Kansas State Wildcats. At number 8, the Utah Utes. At number 7, the Clemson Tigers. At number 6, the Tennessee Volunteers. And at number 5, the Alabama Crimson Tide. Coming up after the break, we'll have numbers 4 through 1. Stay tuned.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org. Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org. So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well... You don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
All right, and finally, here are numbers 4 through 1. Starting off at number 4, the Ohio State University Buckeyes. At number 3, the TCU Horned Frogs. At number 2, the Michigan Wolverines. And at number 1, the Georgia Bulldogs. And those are your top 25 college football playoff rankings. So now that we've given you the top 25 college football playoff rankings, now it's time to reveal the New Year's Six, as well as the remaining other bowl games on the schedule. As I mentioned earlier, the top four in the top 25 college football playoff ranking that will be in the playoff will be at number 1, Georgia, number 2, Michigan, number 3, TCU, and at number 4, Ohio State. And let's start off with the top four that will be in the college football playoff semifinals. On New Year's Eve, December the 31st, playing in the Peach Bowl at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, number 1 ranked Georgia Bulldogs will square off against the number 4 ranked Ohio State University Buckeyes. The Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, it'll be the number 1 ranked team in the country, the Georgia Bulldogs, going up against the number 4 ranked team in the country, the Ohio State University Buckeyes. And then on that same day, the Fiesta Bowl will take place at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, where it would be the number 2 ranked team in the country, the Michigan Wolverines, squaring off against the number 3, the 3rd ranked team in the country, the TCU Horned Frogs. So again, on that same day, New Year's Eve, the Fiesta Bowl at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, it'll be the number 2 ranked team, the Michigan Wolverines, going up against the 3rd ranked team, the TCU Horned Frogs. The winner out of the Peach Bowl and the winner of the Fiesta Bowl will square off against each other in the College Football Playoff National Championship the following week, which will be January the 9th at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. Now, here are the other bowl games that are part of the New Year's Six. December the 30th, we have the Orange Bowl at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens, Florida. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. It'll be the ACC champion. It'll be the ACC versus the SEC. It'll be the number 7 team, the Clemson Tigers, going up against the number 6 team, the Tennessee Volunteers. Again, that's December 30th in the Orange Bowl. Number 7 Clemson will go up against number 6 Tennessee. Then on New Year's Eve, December the 31st, in the Sugar Bowl, at the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. Kickoff is at 12 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Central. We'll have number 9 Kansas State going up against number 5 Alabama. Again, in the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans, it'll be number 9 Kansas State going up against number 5 Alabama. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, later in that afternoon in the Fiesta Bowl, it'll be number 2 Michigan going up against number 3 TCU. And then later that night in the Peach Bowl, it'll be number one Georgia going up against number four, the Ohio State University, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. And then the day after, on January the 2nd, the Cotton Bowl will take place at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central Time. Number 16, Tulane, going up against number 10, USC. What a job that Willie Fritz has done this year with the Tulane Green Wave. And, of course, in his first year as the head coach of the USC Trojans, Lincoln Riley has just been simply amazing. So, again, the Cotton Bowl will be at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central Time. Number 16, Tulane, going up against number 10, USC. And then later that evening, the Rose Bowl, the granddaddy of them all, will take place in Pasadena, California, right outside of Los Angeles, where it will be number 11, Penn State, going up against number 8, Utah. Again, James Franklin doing an amazing job another year as the head coach of the Nittany Lions in State College, Pennsylvania. And Kyle Whittingham, just again, another fantastic year for him, for the youth of Utah, doing his thing in Salt Lake City. So again, the Rose Bowl will take place, Pasadena, California. Kickoff is going to be at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Pacific. It's going to be number 11, Penn State, going up against number 8, Utah. And of course, the College Football Playoff National Championship game will be January the 9th at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California, right outside of Los Angeles. It's going to be the winner of the Peach Bowl versus the winner of the Fiesta Bowl in the College Football Playoff National Championship. And also, while we've given you the New Year's Six, let's give you some of the other bowl games that are going to be taking place. Starting off on December the 16th, the Bahamas Bowl will be between UAB and Miami of Ohio. The Bahamas Bowl, of course, takes place in Nassau in the Bahamas. And then the Cure Bowl will take place in Orlando, Florida, with number 25 UTSA going up against number 24 Troy. Then we have the Fenway Bowl at a legendary Fenway Park in Boston, as Louisville will square off against Cincinnati. And then the Fenway Bowl will take place December the 17th, and then the bowl game. So December the 16th will be the Bahamas Bowl between UAB versus Miami of Ohio, and then the Cure Bowl between number 25 UTSA and number 24 Troy. And on December the 17th will be the Fenway Bowl between Louisville and Cincinnati. And then the Las Vegas Bowl will take place between number 14 Oregon State and the University of Florida. We have the Los Angeles Bowl, the LA Bowl at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California, as Fresno State squares off against Washington State. Then we'll have the Lending Tree Bowl taking place in Mobile, Alabama, as Rice squares off against Southern Mississippi. The New Mexico Bowl will take place at University Stadium in Albuquerque, New Mexico, as BYU squares off against SMU. And the Frisco Bowl will take place in Frisco, Texas, with Boise State squaring off against North Texas. Also, on that same day, on December the 17th, in his finale as the head coach of the Jackson State University Tigers, Coach Prime, head coach Deion Sanders, and his Jackson State Tigers will square off against North Carolina Central, the North Carolina Central Eagles, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. So again, it's going to be Deion Sanders as his swan song as the head coach of the Jackson State Tigers. His team will square off against the North Carolina Central Eagles. Of course, Jackson State representing the SWAC, they are the SWAC champions for this year, going up against the MEAC champions of North Carolina Central in the Celebration Bowl. Now to the games on December the 19th, the Myrtle Beach Bowl will be between UConn and Marshall. That game will be played in Conway, South Carolina. And on December the 20th, it'll be the famous Idaho Potato Bowl in Boise, Idaho, as Eastern Michigan squares off against San Jose State. And then on that same day, it'll be the Boca Raton Bowl in Boca Raton, Florida, as Toledo will square off against Liberty. December the 21st is going to be a rocking time, as always, down in the Crescent City in New Orleans at Caesars Superdome in the New Orleans Bowl, as Western Kentucky squares off against South Alabama. December the 22nd will be the Armed Forces Bowl in Fort Worth, Texas, as Air Force squares off against Baylor. On December the 23rd, it'll be the Independence Bowl in Shreveport, Louisiana, as the University of Houston Cougars will square off against the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns, the school that is located in Lafayette, Louisiana. And on that same day, it'll be the Gasparilla Bowl in Tampa, Florida, as Wake Forest squares off against the University of Missouri. And then on Christmas Eve, December the 24th, it'll be the Hawaii Bowl in Honolulu, Hawaii, as Middle Tennessee will square off against San Diego State. And then the day after Christmas, December the 26th, is going to be the Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit, Michigan, as New Mexico State squares off against Bowling Green. And then on December the 27th, there'll be the Camellia Bowl in Montgomery, Alabama, as Buffalo squares off against Georgia Southern. And then we have the First Responder Bowl on that same day in University Park, Texas, with Memphis squaring off against Utah State. And then later in that evening, it'll be the Birmingham Bowl in Birmingham, Alabama, as East Carolina squares off against Coastal Carolina. And then lastly, later that night, it'll be the Guaranteed Rate Bowl in Phoenix, Arizona, between Oklahoma State and Wisconsin. And then on December the 28th, it'll be the Military Bowl in Annapolis, Maryland, as UCF, Central Florida, Gus Malzahn, did a great job this year down in Orlando as the head coach of the UCF Knights, as his team will square off against the Duke University in the Military Bowl. Also later that evening, it will be the Liberty Bowl in Memphis as Kansas squares off against Arkansas. And then also later in that evening, it will be the Holiday Bowl in San Diego as North Carolina squares off against number 15, Oregon. And then also later that night will be the Texas Bowl down in Houston as Texas Tech squares off against Ole Miss. And on December the 29th, there will be the Pinstripe Bowl at legendary Yankee Stadium in the Bronx in New York City as Syracuse squares off against Minnesota. On that same day later in that evening will be the Cheez-It Bowl in Orlando, Florida, as number 13 Florida State squares off against Oklahoma. And then it will be the Alamo Bowl in San Antonio as number 20 Texas squares off against number 12 Washington. On December the 30th will be the Duke's Mayo Bowl in Charlotte, North Carolina, as number 23 North Carolina State squares off against Maryland. And then on that same day, the Sun Bowl in El Paso, Texas, as Pittsburgh squares off against number 18 UCLA. Also later in that day will be the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville, Florida, as number 21 Notre Dame squares off against number 19 South Carolina. And then also later in that day will be the Arizona Bowl in Tucson, Arizona, as Ohio squares off against Wyoming. And on New Year's Eve will be the Music City Bowl in Nashville, Tennessee, as Kentucky squares off against Iowa. And on January the 2nd will be the ReliaQuest Bowl in Tampa, Florida, as Illinois squares off against number 22 Mississippi State. And also later in that afternoon will be the Citrus Bowl in Orlando, Florida, as Purdue squares off against number 17 LSU. So there you have it. That's your bowl schedule for this year. And of course, the New Year's Six, and then the date for the college football playoff national championship. So definitely a lot going on in the world of college football. You know, it's that time of year from mid-December going into early January. It's going to be a fun time in sports and especially in the world of college football. All right, when we come back from the break, I have an interview with Dano E. Cabeza. He is the editor for Ask for Football. It's a website dedicated to covering Army football and all the things happening at the United States Military Academy in West Point, New York. We recap the Army game over UMass, his takeaways from the game. Plus, we preview Army's next game against Navy, the Army-Navy rivalry, and so much more. Dano is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to College Football Playoff Focus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a
Parents need to know about respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, because it's the leading cause of hospitalization in babies under one. Get the facts at knowingrsv.com. The information presented is for general educational purposes only. Please ask your healthcare provider about any questions related to the health of you and or your baby.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
What if a school could be there for all of you? Career, family, finances, and mental health? Well, it can. National University, supporting the whole you. Learn more at nu.edu.
Lawn in motion, handoff Buchanan, right side, 5 yard line, stepping over defenders and rolling into the end zone for the touchdown. Jacoby Buchanan bounces his way 10 yards to pay dirt. The Black Knights are on the board, answering back. Tyler waiting. Ballon in motion behind the formation. Fake handoff. Tyler keeps it. Runs left. 25-yard line down to the 20. Smooth sailing. Tyler untouched. Touchdown Army from 27 yards out. Tyler picking up a crunching block from Shane Buckingham. Third and three for Army from the UMass 4. Tyler keeps it 5 yard line, stepping his way. Hit at the goal line by Mahoney and falls into the end zone for the touchdown. Tyler back in the end zone for another 6. So now the ball between the hashes. Third and goal for Army from the UMass 1. Buchanan the fullback. Tyler calling out the play. Tyler keeps it off right tackle. He's in for the touchdown. Number 3 in the opening half for Tyler. Final seconds ticking away. Your final score from Amherst, Massachusetts. Army on the road defeating UMass 44-7.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of ESPN Plus and Army West Point Athletics. And, of course, that was Army beating UMass, the University of Massachusetts, from their game from November the 26th of 2022. Army handled their business 44-7. And, of course, the Black Knights quarterback, Tyler, getting not one, not two, but 3 rushing touchdowns in this game. Of course, Jacoby Buchanan handled his business for the Black Knights' win over UMass. More about this game, as well as Army's next game against their rival, Navy. We want to welcome him back to the program. Always great giving us the insights on what's going on with the Black Knights and with the Academy over at West Point. He's the editor for Ask for Football, Daniel E. Cabeza. Hey, Daniel, welcome back, my man.
Thank you very much for having me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, sir.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you very much for having me back.
You're welcome. Thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So, Daniel, what were your takeaways from Army's victory over Massachusetts?
Oh, it was awesome, man. It was just good to see them get on the right foot, run with power, you know, kind of do their thing. It's been a tough year, you know, a lot of ups and downs. It was really nice to finish with two wins in a row. I don't know if Massachusetts is a great team, but they've gotten better over the course of the season. To see Army beat them 44-7 and really, you know, put the game away in the second quarter, that was pretty great as a fan.
Yeah, it definitely was. Just looking at some of the highlights and watching bits and pieces of the game, Army definitely handled their business. And the last time I had you on, Daniel, we talk about not just Army, but a lot of the military schools, for lack of a better word, having a vanilla offense or not being as creative in terms of style. But with military schools like Army, it's more of a substance over style. And in this game, it was definitely substance over style. Their quarterback, Tyre Tyler, he only completed two passes, but it was for 67 yards. But, man, 11 carries for 101 rushing yards and three rushing touchdowns. Just give me your thoughts on Tyre and his play.
Tyre's been outstanding this season. He only completed two passes, but that's still 100% of the passes that he threw. So, you know, 100% is 100%. I will say, too, you know, I think he probably rushed for about 8 yards a carry. If you're rushing for 8 yards a carry, I'm not sure why you would throw. You know, college offenses are a little crazy, obviously, but honestly, you know, if you're rushing for 8 yards a carry, don't throw the ball. That's dumb. And I do think we see people all the time, like, throwing just to throw when they're having success doing something. At the military academies, they're a little bit more apt to just hammer what's working, which is good.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. There's a saying that goes, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And certainly it wasn't broken with the game plan that Army had against UMass, and Tyre Tyler definitely handled his business, doing what he could do on the passing side, but handling his business on the running side as well. I want to stay just on the running side for a moment. Several of the running backs did very well in this game. Jacoby Buchanan, 11 carries for 46 yards and two rushing touchdowns. Bryson Daly, 6 carries for 79 yards and a touchdown. And Markell Johnson, 10 carries for 67 yards. Just give me your thoughts on their play against UMass.
Well, Johnson and Buchanan are both fullbacks in the offense. You know, it's a triple option, so it starts with the fullback. You know, he's kind of like the first read. Buchanan is the heavy back. He's probably weighing in about 275 right now. They like to give it to him in short yardage situations. So if he's getting 4.5 yards per carry, that's 4.5 yards per carry in short yardage situations. That's pretty good. Markell Johnson, this is only maybe the third or fourth time we've seen him this season. Definitely the best I've ever seen him play as far as explosiveness. That dude is very fast. Apparently they moved him from slot back over to fullback. So I think he's something like 5'8", 208, with a lot of speed at the fullback position. He got outside. I thought he ran very, very well. I'm excited to see what he does in the Army-Navy game. And finally, you mentioned Bryson Daly. Daly is actually the fourth string quarterback. He's a sophomore. They kind of anointed him as the quarterback of the future. He had an outstanding game. We're very excited to see what he does next year as the presumptive starter.
All right, and I want to move along now to the receiving side. It wasn't much catching going on in this game, but it was situational in this case for the Black Knights. Joshua Lingenfelter, 1 catch, 44 yards, and Isaiah Alston, 1 catch, 23 yards. Just your thoughts on their play against UMass.
Well, Lingenfelter is mostly known as a blocking tight end, but he does catch very well. I think he's only caught 3 balls this season, but he's – you know, it's funny. Army is one of the only teams in America, I think, that has a potential mismatch at tight end that they choose to use him mostly as in the blocking role just because of the offensive scheme. But the dude absolutely can catch, and, you know, he's 6'3", 230, you know, big tight end, decent, you know, decent runner. Isaiah Alston is a really talented possession receiver that Army doesn't use enough, if I'm being honest. 6'4", massive catching radius. You know, I don't know if you saw the highlight, but he made that catch one-handed. That was a SportsCenter top 10 moment for the day. He's an outstanding receiver. You know, it'll be interesting, again, to see what he does this week, because one would presume he'll find some one-on-one matchups. Dude is taller than the cornerbacks. You just throw it up. He's going to go get it.
All right, and then I want to move along now to the defensive side of the ball. Isaiah Morris and Cameron Jones were the leading tacklers for the Black Knights. They both had three tackles. Just give me your thoughts on their play in this one.
Well, they got a lot of different people cycling in on both sides of the ball. I believe both those guys are defensive backs, and just kind of with the way UMass was running, they were trying to throw outside. They were trying to run. Ended up bringing up some of the safeties, I think, to slow that running game down. Brady Olsen is UMass's quarterback. He was not really a danger to beat anybody with his arm. 45% completion rate passer. The thing to do was stop the run and just let him throw it out of bounds, which is what happened all day. So, I thought the defense played well once they sort of settled in and understood UMass's game plan. It hasn't been the lockdown Army defense that we thought of in past years. I don't want to say that they're not as good. They've been doing something slightly different than before, and they've been put in some bad spots. But they've come around, I guess, as the season has progressed is probably the best way to say it.
All right, and a couple other players I want to mention on the defensive side. Chris Fry, he had a sack in this game, and DeAndre Tobias, he had an interception. Just give me your thoughts on their play in this one.
Frey has been real good this season. He's a defensive end, kind of situational pass rusher. He's been real good this season. He's got several sacks. I don't remember exactly how many, but definitely more than two. He and Kubina Bonsu both are there in the DNs. When those guys are both in, that's a pretty devastating package. Tobias, I want to say, is a plebe, a freshman. Yeah, he's just getting in there in the fourth quarter, getting extra work, and came down with an interception. That was pretty good.
All right, fair enough. And then I want to talk about Jeff Monken. And the last time I had you on, Dano, we talked about you were pleased with the job that Coach Monken has done, what he has been doing in his short amount of time at Army. Of the last 2 years, over 500 in the COVID year of 2020, Army went 9-3. And then last year, Army went 9-4. Both of those seasons, they were bowl eligible. Army will not be bowl eligible this year, but like you mentioned at the beginning, you said that it's been a tough year for the Black Knights. Give me your thoughts on Coach Monken and his coaching performance in this 2022 season.
I mean, Coach Monken is great. He revived the program at a time when people just thought it was dead and we should just bury it. I can't say enough good things about that. And the culture at West Point is terrific. You know, a team that's not bowl eligible, that has a defense that's struggling, that nevertheless finds a way to make four goal line stands in the last two games, is doing okay. Army had to hire a bunch of assistant coaches right before the season, like very late in the coaching carousel cycle, if you will. And I think that might have affected the way that the team started. I know that they had a bunch of problems with people with some injuries, and that led to some fumbling issues. And as much as anything, it's those fumbling issues that are the reasons why this team's not going to a ball game. I don't know, man. You know, you make a 41-yard field goal against Troy, and I think we're having a completely different conversation. You know, that's one play, 2 yards on a kick, and it affects the entire way that the program is perceived this year. What are you going to do? I mean, that's life. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. You can't always get what you want, man, but if you try sometimes, you just might get what you need. And Seth, definitely, Army has gotten what they needed in this year, even though they're not going to be bowl eligible, but they can finish off strong with the win over Navy. I want to stay just with Coach Monken for a moment. I was just studying him for a moment and looking at his information and his background. He doesn't have, his military background in terms of coaching is concerned. He was a position coach at the Naval Academy. But I wanted to ask you if you can reveal this information, what are the coaching requirements to coach at the academy at West Point?
I mean, Coach Monken doesn't have a military background in the sense that he served. You know, he was pretty famously on the Hawaii staff with Coach Niumatalolo, who's been in Navy for a long time now. You know, he was on that Paul Johnson staff, and then all of them went to Navy. And then when Paul Johnson went to Georgia Tech, Niumatalolo took over Navy, and Jeff Munkin went down to Georgia Southern. You know, he's a triple option football coach. He's I hesitate to say he's not a military guy, because in terms of the military graduates that they've been putting out, like, they've been putting out a lot of infantry officers, a lot of guys who are successfully going through Ranger School, who are going on to have outstanding military careers. You know, a guy who was a pretty good linebacker at West Point up until the 2016 season, Andrew King, you know, went to Ranger School, succeeded, was an infantry officer, is now, you know, in law school to become a judge advocate general officer. Like, that's just one example of the kind of guy that they are producing. Markel Broughton, who's a team captain this year as a safety, is also the second regimental commander as a cadet. Like, these guys are high-performing military professionals. And Coach Munkin's done an outstanding job, you know, managing the culture at West Point, not just to produce football players, but to produce officers, which is not easy. You know, some people, I think, have a tendency to sort of equate military service or what it's like with sports, or to go the other way with it and say, what does this sports thing have to do with military? You know, shouldn't these guys just be laying in the mud practicing with their rifles all the time? And for whatever it's worth, you know, being on a sports team is probably more like being in the Army than, you know, doing calculus in the classroom is. So I think they've been able to harness that and make it positive. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, it does answer my question. And I just want to continue to what you mentioned about Coach Munkin not having a military background. In your opinion, Dano, do you think it matters that coaches have a military background in order to understand not just the physical nature, but the mental nature of the players on the team, or it doesn't make a difference to you?
It definitely does not make a difference to me, no. You know, the academy is a complete life experience. You're not graded solely academically. You're not graded physically. You're not graded militarily. Like, all these things together make up your class rank. And they're all, you know, it's all sort of scored and pulled together. So, you know, a lot of times we'll say, well, these academies give you an Ivy League quality education. And that's true. However, the education is very different than what you're going to get at the Ivies, because they're trying to develop a whole person, like a different concept than just a scholar, and definitely a different person than somebody who's going to, you know, go on an NIL deal, you know, name, image, likeness deal, and promote like a NASCAR stadium or something. It's something different than that. And the sports is part of it. Even for the football team, the sports is only part of it. And there's a whole like rest of your life that goes on there.
You mentioned NILs, and a lot of universities, whether it be Division I or Ivy League or even HBCUs, have definitely benefited from NILs and also the transfer portal as well. I know with military academies and, of course, the academy at West Point, the transfer portal doesn't really make much of a difference. Are cadets or athletes, for that matter, are they eligible to get NIL deals, or that doesn't apply to military academies?
It does not apply. However, I would also argue that cadet athletes are not sort of exploited in the way that sometimes NC2A athletes may be at other institutions. I mean, cadets are paid. They are in the active duty Army. They are not just on scholarship, but they're actually paid to be there, a stipend by the U.S. Army. So, I mean, is it the tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars you can make on NIL? You know, obviously it is not. However, it's not nothing. You know, it's definitely not zero. You know, you get an actual paycheck for going to college, which is not too bad.
All right. We're definitely going to get more back into the education and just the day-to-day grind of the cadets at West Point in just a moment. But let's get to it, Dano. Army's next game, it's a big one. It's against their rival of the Navy midshipmen, and never a dull moment with Army and Navy. I want to ask you, what are going to be the keys to victory for Army's offense to try to get points against Navy's defense? We know Army, of course, Tyre Tyler is used in so many different ways in Army. Of course, as you said, they run the triple option offense under Jeff Monken. So, again, it's a lot of running, and the receivers are primarily used as blockers. So what do you think are going to be the keys to victory for Army's offense to get ahead of Navy's defense?
So one thing that we learned this season, maybe the halfway mark or so, is that Army's got very good tackles, and they've been running very well off tackle. And, you know, and they get, you know, especially late in the season, they went super heavy with these two fullback, you know, tight end sets with a lot of big, big bodies on the field. And, you know, Navy's got an excellent rushing defense, but Army's got an excellent rushing offense, especially with that particular heavy package. So they're just going to have to win at the point of attack. Like, I don't think there's any trickeration or scheming that's going to matter at all. I think it's going to be absolutely, you know, who smashes the other guy's face in. It's just how it's going to go.
All right, well put. Smash mouth football, very old school. And let's switch over to the other side of the ball, Navy's offense. In your opinion, what are going to be the keys to victory for Army's defense to get to Navy's offense?
So, again, it's the reverse, right? Navy has a great defense, but their offense hasn't been good really all season. I mean, they beat UCF. They did come back against Notre Dame. But just it's sort of, if you look at on a per-rush basis, it hasn't really been there. And I think Army did a nice job bottling up Air Force's offense through, you know, most of that game. And I think this game sets up a lot like the Air Force game, but even more so. You know, Air Force is highly reliant on fullback Brad Roberts. Navy is very, very, even more highly reliant on fullback Dabo Fofana. So if they can stop Fofana, I think they can stop Navy, which would put us in a defensive struggle, which is sort of what I'm expecting.
Army and Navy, like you said, Dano, it's going to be a smash-mouth football, no nonsense, and it's always been no nonsense with these two military academies. And I want to stay just with Army and Navy for a moment. This rivalry has gone on since 1890, and it's produced some great games from both schools. Dano, for those that have not had a chance to watch Army versus Navy, what are some of the things that you tell them about the rivalry?
Oh, geez. Gosh, I don't even know how to answer this. I mean, it's been part of my life since 1991.
Hey, well, you can answer it. I don't want to answer it.
Yeah, I you just have to go and experience it and just sort of soak it in. I mean, everybody always talks about how it's a game for America and all the patriotic, you know, rah, rah, rah. I mean, at the end of the day, for me, it's just a college football rivalry. I mean, I understand that everybody is serving, but everyone I know served, so it's hard for me to sort of disaggregate that. I mean, it's literally everyone that I know. So I guess that part of it is hard for me to sort of – that's not the special part to me. The special part to me is just that, you know, this is my alma mater going up against our rival, and I feel about it exactly the same way that everybody else feels about their own rivalry. I love the game. I love that it gets its own day, and I like that the cadet athletes get a chance to be athletes on a big stage, you know, in front of people, and, you know, they can just do their thing and not worry about all the other nonsense for a couple of hours, and that's pretty great.
Yeah, definitely a stress reliever right there. And you said that Army-Navy, in your eyes, is just another college football rivalry, but what makes the Army-Navy rivalry, in your opinion, different from the rivalries of Texas and Oklahoma, LSU and Alabama, the Iron Bowl between Auburn and Alabama, also on the West Coast with USC versus UCLA or a USC versus Notre Dame? What makes it different? What makes this game different from those other rivalry games?
Well, it's the nation's military academy against the nation's naval academy. So, you know, it's not regional. It's not one state. It's your nation's army and your nation's navy putting their future leaders out there to compete. And it represents the whole country. You know, after World War II, everybody would sort of gather around and remember when they had served back in the Army or the Navy. You know, now a very much smaller portion of society has actually served, but it's an attempt to represent what's good about college football, what's good about this country. I personally, like I said, I don't personally get too much into the rah-rah just because I sort of grew up around it and all in it. And I mean, it is what it is. It's like part of the background. It's like part of the wallpaper at my house. But it's they're trying to represent the best of America. And I hope that they succeed. Certainly, it's, you know, I mean, as big as Michigan versus Ohio State is, that's still just two states, right? And there's 48 others. So this game is for all of us.
It is America's game. And like you said, it's the game for all of us and definitely celebrated with Army and Navy. Now, last year's game, it was at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, which is home to the NFL's New York Giants and New York Jets. This year, the game returns to Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. The last time the game was played in Philly was December the 14th of 2019. You know, Philadelphia has a lot of history with this Army-Navy game. What's it like having the game in Philadelphia?
Well, the nice thing about it is the whole city of Philadelphia shuts down, and it's like Army-Navy takes over the city. I mean, I personally enjoyed the New York game last year as a New York guy. Like, I'm talking to you from Manhattan right now. But that was me. That's more of a personal thing. I know most people prefer Philly just because, you know, when it was in New York, New York is a giant city. It's got 8.5 million people. Like, do people even realize it was here? Versus you go to Philly and it's everywhere. So it just sort of takes over the whole town, and that's awesome. Plus, it's, you know, it's literally halfway. And I think, you know, when you think of where's Army-Navy, most of the time Army-Navy is going to be at Philadelphia. So that's kind of just sort of where you think of it. And the tailgating's a little easier. I mean, the city has optimized itself to make it easy for the academies to get in there and have a good time. Next year it's supposed to be at Gillette Stadium, and I'm curious to see how that's going to work out, but I'm not super optimistic.
All right, fair enough. I want to stay just with Philadelphia for a moment. We know Philadelphia has a rich history, of course, of being the birthplace of Constitution, with so many things such as being where the first Continental Congress was signed, of course, Benjamin Franklin, the Liberty Bell, and things of that nature. I know you said that you don't really get caught up in the patriotic side of things because you've been around it for a while, but do you feel kind of like a sense of a historical nature or a patriotic nature with the game being in Philly this year?
Sure, I guess. I mean, it's just so overwhelming, right? I mean, for an academy grad to go to Army-Navy, what you're looking forward to is seeing your friends that you haven't seen in a long time, that you don't necessarily see a lot, you know, bumping into somebody that you haven't seen since you served together, you know, way back when, at some place that I guarantee was a long way from Philadelphia. And, you know, that's what's great about being an academy grad at this thing, is it's like a big freaking reunion. And it's collegial. Like, we want to beat Navy, and like, that's the best thing in the world. But the truth is, on 364 days a year, we have more in common with Navy grads than we have with anybody else on the planet. It's just the reality. So, you know, you try not to be a jerk about it. You try to enjoy what there is to enjoy. And like I said, embrace the national nature of the rivalry and the fact that everybody's paying attention to it. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Rightfully so. And definitely that's something that, you know, Army and Navy, they really understand just the grind, not just from academics and whatnot, but also from just serving your country and definitely doing it the best way you know how. And you mentioned about the best thing about the game is catching up with cadets, being with your friends. And last time I had you on, Dano, I asked you about Army-Navy tailgates. And, you know, food and football go hand in hand. What are some of the things that you enjoy eating, or what are some of the things that you enjoy cooking at an Army tailgate?
Oh, man. Well, you know, we have our website, As for Football. So this year up at Mikey Stadium, we did As for Pancakes, and I brought out this really monstrous travel, like, griddle thing, and I must have made 5,000 pancakes this year before football games. You know, because Army always kicks at noon, so yeah, that was pretty fun. My buddy has this like gas fire coffee maker. It was a much more sophisticated operation than you would have thought when we first started talking about it.
Amazing. 5,000 pancakes, definitely plenty to go around. I tell you that. What else can we expect at an Army tailgate, what other things can we find, whether it be food or maybe some drinks or whatever? What else can we find?
Yeah, you know, we always had some beer up there. I think we're probably a little snobbish on the beer side. We tend to go for the craft brews, especially, you know, Mikey Stadium, not far from New York. I personally live in Connecticut, so craft beer is kind of like a blood sport in Connecticut, at least where I live. Showing new beers to your friends, that's like a thing that people brag about. We did hamburgers. You know, we did all the usual tailgate stuff, hopefully with a little more gusto, I would hope. We had a lot of people up there at times. I mean, we had 40, 50 people at some of our bigger tailgates this year.
All right, awesome. And I just kind of want to get back to what we were talking about with the academic nature of the military academies, and we talked about NILs and transfer portal, and what you were just saying, that Army is more than just education, it's just about the development of a human being. I wanted, last time I asked you about just the schedule and the rigors of the cadets, especially the ones that play football, but I want to ask you this question again. What is the typical schedule like for a cadet on the Army football team, just in terms of not only preparing for games and getting workouts in, but also getting things done in the classroom?
So it's changed a lot. And I should caveat this by saying that when I was at Army, I was a collegiate swimmer, not a collegiate football player. But a typical day for me back in the day, get up at 5, go to morning practice, put in maybe 2.5-3 miles in the pool, go to breakfast with the team. I usually had 3 to 4 classes in the morning, lunch formation, lunch, you know, maybe had some classes afternoon, hopefully not. Most cadets would rather get up early because you have to be up anyway and then sort of have the afternoon more free. You know, then practice for us usually started around 3:30, weights, whatever that involved. Then, you know, dinner with the team, and then you study starting at 7:30 until, you know, whenever you finish. It's a grind. I mean, the hard thing about West Point isn't any individual day being overwhelming. The hard thing about it is it's every day for 4 years, like you just sort of grind. So, you know, and that's true for the football players. It's true for everybody.
I want to stay just with the athletic side of things with the cadets on the football team. What's the minimum credit hours that you need for the year or for the semester?
They've changed this a little bit. Back in the day, you had to take a full course load, like 15 to 17 credit hours. Nowadays, I think that they can take something like 12 and underloading, and they come back and they take some classes for over the summer term just to kind of break it up. So, for example, everybody at the academy has to take calculus. And a lot of the cadets, cadet athletes will choose to take calculus now over the summer because the class is freaking hard and you don't want to be trying to slog your way through calculus while you're also trying to watch film for the freaking Army Navy game. So they'll take that over the summer when their schedule's a little lighter and they're also, you know, lifting weights, doing whatever. And but it's definitely a full course load. I mean, it's like I said, everybody has to take calculus, everybody has to take physics, everybody has to take chemistry. Like, this is doesn't really matter. You know, there's no mulligans for being on one of the teams. It's the number one public school in the nation, and they, you know, you're not there on scholarship. You're there because the Army's paying for you to be there. So if you can't cut it, they throw you out.
Oh, wow. Sounds like definitely, as you said, it's a grind, and definitely it's even harder when you're step foot on West Point. And I want to stay just with, you mentioned about the course load for a moment. With as far as majors are concerned, are there like core classes that you take, like you mentioned about taking calculus and of course taking your basic subjects like math and English and your science, but are there specific core classes in terms of what you want to major in at the academy at West Point?
So I think it's pretty similar to what you'll see at most universities, with the caveat that West Point has a really strong core curriculum. I'm not talking about the football team now, but just in general, for your first 2 years, you're going to take very few courses outside of those general courses, you know, English, calculus, other math, statistics, you know, economics, all the basic stuff that sort of go along with getting a bachelor of science. Everybody at West Point graduates with a BS degree. Even me, who majored in European history, graduated with a BS in European history. And then you get into your major, which is usually 10 courses plus a 5-course engineering sequence. So I am a history major, but I work as an engineer on the back of a 5-course engineering sequence that I took, back in the day, along with 2 semesters of calculus and, a bunch of computer science classes. And I'm a good engineer, to be honest with you.
Awesome. That's wonderful to hear. And you mentioned about how not just West Point, but the military academies are more involved, not just in the academic or the athletic side, but they're involved in the whole development of a human being. I wanted to ask you for players that are on the football team and the athletes are concerned, like you mentioned about the gentleman, Andrew King, who's on his way to becoming a JAG, who was in law school. How are some of the careers? Do these cadets have long careers in the military, or do they have, they spend a considerable amount of time in the military, then they transition over to careers, whether it be criminal justice or like what you earned another degree in engineering? How does that work?
So people are going to do what they do. One of my classmates, Pat Work, class of 95, is, a general officer now, and he's had a very long career. I don't think he's unusual. He just happened to be a standout player on the football team, who was also very successful in the Army. As far as what the kids now are going to do, I mean, they're each going to do whatever they do. Everybody who graduates from West Point owes a 5-year commitment in the active duty Army as an officer, plus 3 years in the inactive ready reserve. And I think about half of the graduates, just in general, end up staying in past their commitment and doing some amount of time past that. For me, I was 27, I was stationed in Korea, and I just sort of decided to see what else I could do with my life, not because I didn't like the Army, but just because I felt like that had been my whole life up until that point. But people can and do make careers out of it, on the football team and off of it. I mean, it's not uncommon at all. It's very common. I would say at least half those graduates are probably going to wind up staying for 20, if sort of trends hold.
Awesome. And you heard it from him. He is Daniel E. Cabeza. He is an editor for Ask for Football. It's the website that gives you anything and everything you need to know about Army football and anything going on at the Academy at West Point. Daniel, thank you so much, my man, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. Just tell everybody what's going on at Ask for Football.
Yeah, we have an Army football show that comes out weekly during the season and a little less often during the off season. And then we also have a college football roundtable that, honestly, we made for the non-commissioned officers who sort of care about Academy football, but not really. And that's growing, and we do some Academy stuff and some general football. And we're at Ask for Football on all the social media, so you can find us pretty easily.
All right, and tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as Ask for Football, any websites, let the listeners know that as well.
Yeah, so I am at Dano E. Cabeza on all the social media sites. I don't think I'm hard to find, but who knows. AskForFootball.com is our website, AskForFootball.com. This is a play on words for the Academy. There's a uniform called As for Class. We called it As for Football. And like I said, at As for Football on social media. And we're out there. I don't think we're hard to find, so look us up.
You heard it from him. He is Daniel E. Cabeza, editor for As for Football. As we get ready for America's game, Army versus Navy. First meeting was November 29, 1890. Yeah. Navy won that game 24-0, and their last meeting was December the 11th of 2021. Navy won that game 17-13, and Navy leads the all-time series, 62 wins, 53 losses, and 7 ties. But Dano is optimistic that the Black Knights can win it this year. Dano, thank you so much, my man. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Oh, thank you very much, and beat Navy.
All right. We'll be back with more right after this.
Lawn in motion, handoff Buchanan, right side, 5 yard line, stepping over defenders and rolling into the end zone for the touchdown. Jacoby Buchanan bounces his way 10 yards to pay dirt. The Black Knights are on the board, answering back. Tyler waiting. Ballon in motion behind the formation. Fake handoff. Tyler keeps it. Runs left 25. Draw line down to the 20. Smooth sailing. Tyler untouched. Touchdown Army from 27 yards out. Tyler picking up a crunching block from Shane Buckingham. Third and three for Army from the UMass 4. Tyler keeps it. 5 yard line. Stepping his way. Hit at the goal line by Mahoney and falls into the end zone for the touchdown. Tyler back in the end zone for another 6. So now the ball between the hashes. Third and goal for Army from the UMass 1. Buchanan the fullback. Tyler calling out the play. Tyler keeps it off right tackle. He's in for the touchdown. Number 3 in the opening half for Tyler. Final seconds ticking away. Your final score from Amherst, Massachusetts. Army on the road defeating UMass 44-7.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This winter, make the year's shortest days the most enjoyable in a Cadillac. Pursue your boldest ambitions in a Cadillac SUV. Or lead the way with the dynamic performance of a Cadillac sedan. So seize the season with a resolution to be iconic. Because when the days are at their shortest, it's on us to make them the fullest. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner. Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well,
you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner. Winner. Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Hello, I'm Tom Standage, host of The World Ahead, the podcast from The Economist that explores the future. Over 8 weekly episodes, starting on November the 28th, I'll be talking to Economist journalists and special guests to get expert insights into the year ahead. We'll explore critical themes from soaring inflation and the impact of the war in Ukraine to chaos in the energy markets and China's uncertain post-pandemic path. Topics include, has China peaked? What does the war in Ukraine mean for the fight against climate change? How will economies cope with looming recession? Will passwords be replaced by pass keys? And just how exactly do forecasters predict the future? Join us to sharpen your foresight with The World Ahead from The Economist. Start listening on your podcast app.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for this edition of College Football Playoff Focus. Once again, a big special thank you to Daniel E. Cabeza, editor for As for Football. It's the website dedicated to covering Army football and all things at the United States Military Academy in West Point, New York. Again, once again, a big special thank you to Daniel for appearing on the program and giving us the current insights of what's going on with Army football. And until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to College Football Playoff Focus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.